Good morning, everybody. We have in studio Jen Panagakis and her husband, Mike Panagakis. Jen is a local fitness studio owner who opened her first business, Hope Yoga, back in 2012 and opened one studio a year until, what, about 2017 or so. And she has been in the center of a huge newspaper article. They're writing about you on Facebook and social media. And we want to know what's going on here. Many of you know Mike Panagakis as one of the area's most successful developers. And it's nice to have you both here. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. So what is this all about, Jen?
I'm engaged in a couple of lawsuits that started in, I believe, early 2018 or late 2017 with somebody called Turtle Boy. His real name is Aiden Kearney. He writes a blog that basically bashes and bullies adults. And also Tara Winterhalter, the owner of Ritual Sweat Society, a local yoga studio, and someone named Lacey Fahey, who was one of her employees at the yoga studio. To make a long story short, Tara Winterhalter and a couple of her employees, including Lacey Fahey, invited me into her yoga studio, Ritual Sweat Society, under what I thought was an apology pretext.
Apology for what?
There had been some what people call drama happening on Facebook when she opened up a local yoga studio. She began defaming me and my credentials and my yoga studio. She said that I wasn't certified to teach yoga, that none of my instructors were certified to teach yoga, that people were getting hurt at my studios, that I was stalking and threatening and harassing people.
Any of that true?
Absolutely not. She also said that I was a gold digger who married my husband just for money, or at that point who was dating him just for money, basically maligning my character and my integrity in addition to my business practices.
And so the lawsuit has ensued. And what is the suit over?
The suit is over that defamation, all the things that they did to me online, and also when they invited me in to her yoga studio, which I thought they were going to apologize for the things that they had been doing to me, they filmed a concealed video of me, which is against the law, and then there was a conspiracy is what I would call it, but there was a concerted effort to send that video that they took of me without my knowledge to Turtle Boy, and then along with a bunch of emails with the same defamation that they had been spreading about me online, and that led to Turtle Boy writing blogs about me, further defaming me and slandering me to the point where my businesses just immediately started suffering and went under, and I closed 4 of my studio locations because I couldn't survive anymore. My reputation was just destroyed.
Jen Panagakis is in studio along with Mike Panagakis. And just recently, Jen, the Standard Times printed a front page article about you. And there was a detailed story. Was that article factual? Was it fair?
Yeah, in my opinion, Jeanette Barnes did a great job. She's a great reporter, in my opinion, and she did a very fair piece about simply presenting the facts. There's so much to it that there were some things that she couldn't cover that were left out, but she did a great job explaining the background of what happened, and that everybody in the lawsuit so far, they're pleading their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination for the acts that they've done, which was important, I believe, to get out so that people understand what happened, and that people, they're not just saying, no, I didn't do this, which is what I say when I'm asked if I didn't do something.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you're a very successful developer. How do you react to all of this?
It's unbelievable. You know, Jen is as kind a person as you can ever know. I mean, she's just She's well qualified. She has a master's and a doctorate. She's done yoga for well over 20 years. I've never seen her be unkind to anybody. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, people on this article in the Standard Times, people didn't, on Facebook, they went to their Facebook page. They didn't respond to the article about the facts of the article or what happened. What they did is they just simply responded by being bullies, by calling Jen names, by maligning her looks, by her pregnancy, the fact that they, you know, called her, described she's pregnant. They wanted to make slanderous and terrible comments about the size of her breasts. It's, you know, they wanted to talk about our marriage. It's just a terrible situation. And these are people who claim that they know her, but when you go to their Facebook page, they're from Ohio, they're from, you know, Toledo, they're from California. These are all the scummy people that watch this little crumb, Aidan Kearney. He's just a bad man. He's a former high school teacher that had to leave under some questions about his sexual harassment of existing students.
So you're referring to the blogger Turtle Boy,
yes,
who, by the way, has been given equal time.
I hope so.
Next week to come on the show. But in the meanwhile, you say bullying.
Yes.
Jen, cyberbullying, is that fair? Is that what you call what's going on here?
Yeah, I think we have a history of that happening to me since 2017. Ultimately, that's what led to the lawsuits. First, I was being cyberbullied by people affiliated with Ritual Sweat Society. And then when they took the concealed video of me and that was sent to Turtle Boy, Turtle Boy wrote his blogs. And for anyone who's ever seen Turtle Boy's blogs and his website, what it is essentially a forum for adult bullies to cyberbully other people. And those articles he wrote about me were liked and commented and shared by hundreds of thousands of local people who were getting on Facebook and on his website just trashing me and bullying me, saying the most outrageous, disgusting things. Like my husband said, people who have never even met me, who don't know me, at that point especially didn't know the facts of the case. But then fast forward now until a week or 2 weeks ago when the Standard Times puts the facts out there for people, and still we have hundreds and hundreds of comments. Nobody cares what was done to me. They just want to continue to bully me and be mean to me about who I love because he's older than me, or how I look because I'm pregnant.
So we talk about children, you know, and the problem of bullying with our youngsters and where that can lead. But we hardly talk about adult cyberbullying. Tell me, is this part of the framing of this argument that there's a problem with adult bullying on, you know, whatever the social media is?
Part of what is most shocking to me is to see not only how people have spoken to me, like I said, who don't even know me, but when I click on these people's Facebook page, their moms, their dads, their parents, you can see by their Facebook profiles, they have children who I'm sure maybe have faced bullying before, or even the idea of their children being bullied at school would send them into a fit of outrage. But yet you have these adults who are on here bashing another adult and just bullying them, being so mean-spirited. We had people, when I called them out as bullies, we had people on Facebook saying adults can't be bullied. That's 100% not accurate. Adults engage in this behavior all the time, and no one's addressing it. It's a very real issue. It put me out of business. But beyond that, the emotional distress and the trauma that it causes you is very real, whether you're an adult or a child. This happens to little kids through high school. People kill themselves. And into adulthood, you don't know the damage that people suffer emotionally from that.
How do you dismiss the criticism that you were part of this bullying, that you helped start it, and that why are you the victim here when you helped actually initiate it? How do you dismiss that kind of criticism?
That's a really good question. a large part of the defamation that I've suffered, that I'm suing people for, is them calling me an instigator, someone who threatened and stalked and harassed them. I was at a restaurant eating when I had three girls come outside the studio, Tara Winterhalter and two of her employees, and invite me in and instigate a conversation with me. And I thought they were being nice because, like my husband said, I'm naive. I went in and they filmed a concealed video of me without my knowledge or consent, and then told everybody that I was a stalker, that I was harassing people, that I'm a threatening bully. None of that is what happened. So them saying that I'm the one that instigated it is part of the bullying. It is part of the defamation.
First Amendment. Normally, when I hear, well, I have a First Amendment right in this country. First Amendment, to me, I more or less define it as something with government and the press and whatnot. But you can't yell fire in a theater. There are limitations to speech. But how do you now dismiss criticisms that, hey, listen, this is a free country and adults can lobby and throw out insults? That is part of the freedom that we have in America.
A part of the problem here is people are not as educated as they think they are when it comes to issues regarding the law and our constitutional rights as Americans. So people, for the most part, don't understand that freedom of speech and the First Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which protected against an overbearing government. And it was enacted so that the government couldn't hinder things like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of petition. And it wasn't until about 150 or 200 years later that that freedom was ever applied between individuals. And it's just starting to be an issue where people have freedom of speech just in between people and citizens. But even then, you don't have unhindered freedom of speech to say whatever you want, whenever you want. There are consequences for your actions, because just like my case, words can cause severe damage, not only emotional, but financial, and it can lead to physical harm as well. So people can say what they want to say, but we, as a civilized society, we have laws to protect against people like Turtle Boy or Tara Winterhalter saying things that eventually lead to financial devastation or emotional distress to people. That's what slander and defamation and libel are all about.
We do report on stories where free speech is being shut down on campuses. You know, somebody who wants to give a point of view is prevented from doing just that. Are we entering a new phase in America of shutting down somebody's opinion or somebody's right to air his or her opinion because somebody is against it?
I think that with the rise of social media and the internet in this country, it's led to a communication on such a vaster level than we've ever seen before. Technology is aiding communication to just spread so virally, and it can become dangerous. It can incite mob behavior. So obviously I'm a smaller scale example of what communication over the internet and things like Facebook can incite against one individual. And then you get a campus of masses of people also can incite a mob, which can become dangerous. Like I said, even physically, people can't be allowed to have free rein and say whatever they want to say because it becomes dangerous for people. And that's what laws are for, to protect society and protect people from harming each other and essentially being a chaotic existence.
Well, the other thing about freedom of speech, there's a difference between opinion and fact. So if I say that I think that Joe Smith is a killer, that's different than if I say Joe Smith killed somebody. So there's a difference between an opinion and facts, stuff that's factual. So yeah, you can say, I think that Joe's a bad man, but to say it as a fact that Joe actually killed Harry, that's a problem. And that's slander and defamation. And that's what people should be held accountable for. They shouldn't be constrained in what they say. But they can have an opinion, but they can't make it factual. When people say things that are factual, that are untrue, they need to be held accountable.
And are you alleging that this has turned into a smear campaign to defame you?
It was 100% a smear campaign. And like my husband just pointed out, what they did is they made statements of fact about me. They said I was a prostitute. They said that I was a gold digger for an older man. They said that I was teaching illegal yoga. They said that I was not certified and didn't have the credentials that I hold. They made all of those statements of fact, which people believed. And because they believed those, the smear campaign spread, and it was so outrageous that it was entertaining to people, and it ultimately led to the demise of my businesses. And if I didn't have such a loving, supportive husband, I'm sure it would have led to the demise of my relationship and now my marriage.
And now you have is it one or two lawsuits, whatever it is, against Turtle Boy and Miss Winterhalter?
And yes, I have Turtle Boy and Aiden Kearney. I have one against Tara Winterhalter and Ritual Sweat Society, and then I have a third one against Lacey Fahey, who worked as a volunteer and unpaid employee for Tara Winterhalter also.
If there's any one message you want our listening public to take away from this conversation, what is it, Jen?
Just that when you see people being bullied, beyond even just children, but adults, that I understand nice people don't want to get involved because oftentimes they become the target themselves of the bully. So they know what they're saying is wrong and they know what they're saying is harmful. But if people can become a little bit more brave and stand up for what's right verbally.
Give us an example.
I often have a lot of people in life, from clients to employees to even family members, who tell me, I see what they're doing to you online. I see the horrible things people have said about you and continue to say about you online. And I just want you to know, I support you and I'm here for you in person. And I hope that you'll understand that I just can't speak up for you online. I can't defend you online because they'll come after me. But I want you to know I really do love you, and I know that you don't deserve this. I'm just scared that they're going to turn on me.
And how does that make you feel?
I understand, because I've had to go through a lot, and it's really hard, and I don't wish this on anybody. But by the same token, if nobody ever stands up to the bully, it's not even about defending me. It's about standing up for what's right. And if no one stands up to the bully, you just embolden them and empower them to continue to bully other people. Nice people have to stand up and do what's right.
Let me give you both a chance to wrap up your thoughts and give a final thought here. But I guess what you're alleging is all of this has impacted your reputation and your business. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 100%.
And this is now going to court. And Mike, let me give you a chance, and Jen, a final word from you as well.
You know, Turtle Boy with Aiden Kearney, what he's done is he's used his blog to put several people out of business. And what happens is he destroys their reputations in their business to the point that they don't have the financial resources or the will to fight back and hold them accountable. And mostly people just want it to stop. They just want to hide and make it go away. And it takes courage to stand up for what's right. And it takes resources to go through the legal system. And Jen is a brave woman. And she's not just doing this for what they've done to her. But this man, if you do any research on him, and you should do your research on him and this whole situation, Tara Winterhalter basically, or her employees, weaponized Turtle Boy to attack Jen. But he's attacked other people. And those people can't fight back. And Jen's going to hold this man accountable, not only for what he's done to her, but this is for all the people's lives that he's destroyed. And we expect the court system to hold him accountable for everything.
Now, Mike, I've heard the criticism that because of your financial success that you have enough money to drag this out into eternity, which would be obviously, you know, something that somebody without that kind of finance would not be able to do. How do you dismiss that criticism that you're, in fact, the one who's doing this?
Well, that's an interesting story, because through this slandering and torturing of my wife, Turtle Boy actually, on his blog, invited me to sue him, and on several occasions said, go ahead, I dare you to sue me. Go ahead. This, that. Now, Jen never responded to any of these things along the way. And, you know, just because someone has resources doesn't mean that they're not entitled to justice. And what's happened is he's finally hit on somebody who has the resources, who can fight back and hold him accountable. And he's crying because he's like, poor me, now he's the victim. He's terrorized people without money to be able to fight back and hold them accountable. And this time he's made a mistake. And he's absolutely right. We have the resources to hold him accountable, to drag him all the way through the court and a trial system. And we intend to do that. So he's better hold on.
Jen, let me give you the last word here. Is it about bullying? Is it about defamation? Is it about limitations to freedom of speech? What is this all about?
It's about the connection between defamation and bullying and freedom of speech. It's ultimately about all of it. People need to understand that their words have severe consequences and that you're not free to say whatever you want. You're going to be held accountable for that speech if it's harmful. But also, adult bullying is very real. It has a very real impact on people, and that bullying can lead to defamation. And like my husband said, I'm asking for other people who are nice to be brave and stand up for it, because I'm going to be brave. I'm going to stand up to the bully, hopefully so that he doesn't do what he's done to me to other people in the future.
We're going to give the other parties equal time on the air to air their thoughts and their side, but would you like to see some kind of resolution happen, or do you not see that?
I think that the legal system will ultimately be our resolution.
All right. Thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure to have Mike Panagakis and his wife, Jen Panagakis, here in studio. As I said, we're going to offer the same equal opportunity to all the parties involved. Thank you for coming in. I know it's very difficult to talk about things of this nature, but thank you very, very much. And we appreciate you coming in, Mike.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back. It's 9:35. The Phil Pelley.